F1, F2, F off, 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 back to Russia, 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 F off, back to Russia.
Thank you. is in your brain? Who is in your brain? It is me in your brain. Zombo in your brain. And we're going to have three fabulous hours of songs about hours. And that was Amateur Hour by Sparks. And we had The Jam doing In the Midnight Hour. And then we had the nice instrumental version of 24 Hours from Tulsa. And yeah, just celebrating how strange and how weird we construct things and make things compartmental, like minutes and seconds and hours and days and weeks. It's really a strange way. It just is odd. Don't you think it's odd? The day should just be a blur. It just should be a blur. And speaking of blur, oh man, here's guys. This guy I got coming up next. Oof. His whole life was a blur. It was over too fast. But the dude was like super depressing. But put out some beautiful music. So it's all songs about hours today. And this is Nick Drake with 3 Hours.
From the morn, 3 hours to one.
Not the cheeriest stuff on a Friday, but beautiful nonetheless. Kind of like how today is kind of gray and then chilly and a little bit of a coat of gloom. Yeah, but that's 3 hours by Nick Drake, and it's all songs about hours today. And I got another tragic figure that I'll be playing, which is Danny Gatton. And that, I think that's the fascinating thing about being in really... interesting artist and being a memorable artist is that, you know, do you want that trade? Like most of these guys, like super depressed and unhappy their entire lives, and all they do is create artwork and music and paintings and things like that. And it's fascinating if you'd want to make that change. You know, do you want to be a happy person and be non-productive, or do you want to be a miserable person and create beautiful things? Wow. That's quite a thing to deal with. Me? I'm happy-go-lucky dude. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Bob, pop my toe bones up and have at it. So I just think, I wonder if like the first hourglasses were hours. I'll have to do some research on that. Today's show is all about the time segment known as an hour, 60 minutes. And I should tell you about the minute pause. So that's kind of fits with, a minute pause, even though it's an hour. No? Well, where's the minute pause at? All right, where you at? I want to tell you. Oh, here it is, the minute pause. Minute pause is almost like a significant space. And I actually did a show all about minutes. A minute pause, 60 seconds of space. Get it straight with a minute pause, Tuesdays, 10 to 2, right here, RCT. So, Mm-hmm. And also mentioning the hours of Zombo's Deep Archive have been restored. Yes. Back on the radio, playing shows from 15 years ago. It was a simpler time, even though the show seems just as simple. Yet Thursday mornings, 4 a.m. to 7. So if you're up around, you can just tune in and it's like a time machine. A time machine that really goes nowhere. All right, here's After Hours by Danny Gatton. Zombo in your brain, all hours for 3 hours. RCT Pittsburgh. Some bitch put me asleep. God damn. All right, here's Bob Taylor with a song called After Hours. Hopefully this is a little better. There we go.
you right to say that I won't be home anymore, for something happened to me while I was driving home, and I'm not the same anymore. Oh, I was only 24 hours from closer, only one day away from your arms. I saw a welcoming light and stopped to rest for the night, and that is when I saw her as I pulled in outside of the small motel. She was there, and so I walked up to her, asked where I could get something to eat, and she showed me where. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. She took me to the cafe, I asked her if she would stay, she said, only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. The jukebox started to play, and nighttime turned into day as we were dancing closely. All of a sudden I lost control as I held her charms, and I caressed her, kissed her, told her I'd die before I would let her out of my arms. Oh, I was only 24 hours from Tulsa, only one day away from your arms. I hate to do this to you, but I love somebody new. What can I do when I can never, never, never go home again?
Oh, It's happy hour again. I think I might be happy if I was not with them. And they're happy. It's a lovely place to be. Happy that the Vajra Brahman is a she. With a haircut, smile, and the mean and the style is a night out with the boss. Well, you win or you lose, and it's them who choose. And if you don't win, then you've lost. What a good place to be. Don't believe it, cause you speak a different language and it's never
so ever happened to me.
Don't believe it, oh no, cause it's never so been happened to me. No, oh, oh, oh. It's another night I'm with the boss, following the footsteps over compromise. And he tells me the women grow on trees, and if you catch them right, they will land upon the knees. Where they open all the wallets and they close all the minds, and they love to buy you all a drink. And as we ask all the questions, you take all your clothes and come back to the kitchen sink. What a good place to be. Don't believe it, cause you speak a different language and it's never
it's really happened to me.
Don't believe it, oh no, cause it's never
really it's happened to me.
What a good place to be. Don't believe it, cause you speak a different language and it's never
really happened to me.
Don't believe it, oh no, cause it's never
really happened to me.
So much on their mind. So many people got so much on their mind. I got one thing on my mind. Happy hour, happy hour, all the time.
Sex Bomba with Happy Hour. And then we heard the House Martins from their Teal Sessions doing an a cappella version of their song, Happy Hour. Then we hear Chaz and the Classics doing Girl of the 13th Hour. It is all songs about hours today. I tried to do some research. I just kind of look on the internet real quick because I just don't want to put a lot of time in the. I want it to be fresh. And man, there is nothing interesting about how the hour came about. You know, like, oh, then this guy, Pythagoras, in 62 B.C., well, he thought the day would be divided into boring. And then in ancient Egypt, they had that boring. Oh, it's not like school. I thought it'd be something fascinating, you know. I thought it'd be something fascinating, like, you know, how the hourglass was invented, how, you know, the clock. It is not. It is not. That's why nobody talks about things like this, because it is just, it's accepted, and it goes back into some tedious history of, like, you know, some mathematician in Greece or some, I don't know, some court astronomer in ancient, it doesn't matter. But, you know, I do find it fascinating just how, like, you know, they actually the day used to be divided into two parts, okay? They were counting from the hours from midnight, like we do now, but it really started when the sun came up. It was when they said they actually started counting hours. Mm-hmm. There you go. Then there was a big fight, like everything else. No. Hours started at midnight, and those guys killed all the people that said that, you know, it began at, actually, in some says it began at noon. So some at noon, some at midnight, some when the sun came up, and there's a big, horrible battle. And millions, well, actually, there weren't even millions back then. A bunch of folks died, got clobbered. And then the victors were the people who said, you know, that the hours, see, that's real history. When you can kind of make it ugly, messy, and just sad. Ugly, messy, and sad. These people had to fight over when the hours started. Because people have nothing better to do than destroy each other. We do that pretty darn well. I got to tell you that. That's one great human trait. You know, but then again, you can say, that's all animal kingdoms do that, you know? Like, you know, chimpanzees, they go, oh, they're at this watering hole. Oh, man, these other chimpanzees want it. Well, we'll try and share it for a while, but the other chimpanzees, there's just so many of these other ones. Then they come in and they kill all the other chimpanzees, and then they have it. And then all of a sudden, you know, then the rhinoceros comes in, you know. And then the rhinoceros says, you know, there should be 12 hours in a day, not 24. And then, you know, elephant comes in. You see, it's just stupid. Stupid, boring history. Stupid, boring history. And the interesting thing is a lot of the music I'm playing today, songs about hours, are all from these tragic figures, you know? Up next, Ian Curtis, Riot Division, and 24 Hours. Zombo playing songs all about hours, and don't worry, I guess not all of these artists are tortured, but this one sure hell was. Ian Curtis, Riot Division, 24 Hours. To cheer up your gloomy Friday, you bunch of bums!
sympathy elsewhere. Gotta find my destiny before it gets too late. Today.
Still like that band from way back when. That's Cabaret Voltaire with 24 hours, 24, 24 hours. Actually, it is 2024. So that's kind of funny. 20, 24 hours a day. All right, let's do this. This will be kind of fun. All right, here we go. All right. It's kind of nice to play in the background. Got like two requests for Roy Buchanan After Hours. I can't really be a dick and ignore two requests. One, yeah. But yeah. See, what I didn't like about the Danny Gatton version, start out with all his piano. This guy cuts right to the chase, man. He's playing his guitar. I don't know what it is, but a lot of people that listen to the show like Roy Buchanan, which is kind of interesting. Because you would think you'd be calling the Deep Blues Hour and saying, hey, how about some Roy Buchanan? And they'd say, why, sure. But with me, it's kind of like, it's sad. It's like, could you please play some Roy Buchanan? Yes, I can play some Roy Buchanan. Hell of a guitar player, though, man. So before that, we heard 24 Hours by Joy Division. This is a nice, lazy tune. It's a nice way to kill an hour. Yeah. So I'm expecting him to come in and say how he woke up this morning. Feeling awful bad. And then he was awful sad. Then he'd say it again, how he woke up feeling awful bad. And then awful sad. And then he would say something about, this is the longest hour I've ever had. I don't know. See, this is much better than the Danny Gatton, I'm sorry. He just gets right into the meat of this bad boy. I bet he's making them guitar faces, too. I don't know what it goes with these guitar faces. Like, here's a guitar face. When it's high up on the neck, they make the guitar face. You should see my accordion face. Not pleasant. By the way, Polka Maniacs are playing at Club Cafe this Wednesday, opening for the Red Elvises. What a nice way to blow a Friday, right? Just kind of sit back and listen to this. Look at the clock. Watch the hour go by, and that's one less hour on the Friday till the weekend starts. You can feel like a human being again. That are like some machine. When you actually think about it, every job is prostitution. It is. If you're paid money for something you don't really want to do, you know, you're hard. But if you're paid money to do something you love, that's all right. This is like blues thing. My blues thing. This, I get paid. It's the best of both worlds here. I get paid nothing, and I enjoy this. Mm-hmm. Should tell you something about here, how, let's see, how about a little bit of the blues for you. All right, here we go. This is the Child Care Tips for Parents Blues. You know, youth and quality child care after school. And fewer behavior problems and tend to stay out of trouble. Bad trouble. Bad trouble. Yes. Yes. Yes, and their social skills are better. And they know more self-discipline. Yeah. They are creative and compassionate towards others. Talking about the Penn State Cooperative Extension Better Kid Care Program. Ma'am. Well, they offered educational materials for parents and child care professionals. Yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. I said, they offer educational material to parents and child care professionals. go. I just told you they do, and they do. Mm-hmm. They can be obtained by calling 1-800-452-9801. That's something you parents should do. Yes, you should do that. Now, where's my blues program at? Let me get you some blues program. Now, what's better than an hour of classic blues? And when I say an hour, I'm talking 60 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking 60 minutes. What's better than the classic 60 minutes? The classic and traditional blues music. Uh-huh. Yes. I'm telling you, it's 2 hours of deep blues. So join Steve every Friday from 3 to 5 for 2 hours of them classic traditional blues right here on WRCT Pittsburgh in your brain. There you go. That's a little PSA blues for you. I like that. I'd be liking that. We got another request here from Marshall Tucker. And this is 24 Hours at a Time of Marshall Tucker's greatest hits. I always confuse him with Marshall Crenshaw.
Oh,
Right, there you go with that. That was by request. I had a couple of requests here. That was After Hours by Crystal, the Crystal Method. And we heard 24 Hours by Marshall Tucker. And then we heard Roy Buchanan doing After Hours. So, yeah, all kinds of... Okay, that's the nice thing when you get... And an hour's gone by already. So it was 11:03. We did 1 hour. So, you know, that. I don't know. For me, it's just fascinating to watch... The clock. Some hours go faster than others, and I just think that's so strange. Because like you think, oh yeah, that was an hour, and then all of a sudden you look by and go, wait a minute, just 5 minutes passed. That seems like an hour. I guess it all depends, man. It's all relative. They should actually change the time to like to relative time is what they should do. Is just make a relative time. How does that feel? That feels like an hour, but that's been 2 minutes. Well, it's an hour. I'm going an hour ahead. How was that? Oh, that hour just flew by. It was like 2 minutes. Really? Okay, then let's do 2 minutes. So people should live by relative time. I think so. I'll be there in 2 minutes. Yeah, I know, but it's an hour away. I know, but when I drive, time just flies. It just flies. And that is another interesting thing, how they would actually segment time into like an hour, but it's different things to different people. If you're miserable and you're suffering, it's dragging. If you're happy and all that, it zooms right by. That's interesting how human beings work like that. It is. But I think it's somewhat interesting. Okay. All right, it's not interesting. Okay, you happy? It's not interesting. Here's 24 hours, another request. Man, or Astro Man, Zombo in Your Brain, playing all songs about the hour.
I don't have 6 months. I don't have 6 days. I'll be dead by tonight. Doesn't matter what I do. I'll be dead by tonight.